T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. John, song of the decade, you lock it in for the 1990s?
Man. I mean, not my favorite Nirvana song. Definitely not their favorite Nirvana song. But
well, it's my favorite.
I think it's the one that everyone knows.
I mean, the two songs that get said the most for song that this gets said the most. The other one is U2's One. Was in the very beginning of the decade.
Nowhere close.
No.
Dude, U2's One is spectacular.
It's not.
No, it's not.
The second song
it's,
of the decade.
It's spectacular. It's different than, it's totally
you
different. Cannot,
you honestly think One by U2 is close to Smells Like Teen Spirit?
I think they're totally different songs, but I think that
you
it's...
You think they're one and two?
I think it's really, really high up there. It might be one and two, sure.
Oh, man. That's
John,
crazy.
One is a, it's a beautiful song.
Just, okay.
Okay, well, have some respect. I know you got this anti-U2 thing, but come on, man.
I like U2.
Yeah,
I just don't think they're the best band for the last 35 years.
Well, they are. You dog on them. All right, so let me, a lot of my friends are knuckleheads, flat-out knuckleheads. But I actually have a friend who, actually, she made a pretty good point here a couple minutes ago to me in a text. So we were talking earlier, a caller had called in and mentioned that the Carson banner is still up at the link. And I didn't know it was still up, and caller said still up. Okay. So, John, she said to me in a text, she said, maybe it's because – no, they should take it down. I want to be clear. Just take it down. He's no longer the Eagles quarterback. But, John, she said to me, maybe it's because the Eagles don't know who their starting quarterback's going to be. So, like, the idea would be replace Carson with whoever the starting quarterback is. But if they're thinking about maybe making a trade, you know, maybe they don't want to put a Hurts thing up there. Just – it's like, wow, that's kind of a rare good point by a friend of mine.
You know? Wow. Your friends must feel awesome after that.
All right. So, I mean,
either way, put up a Brandon Graham banner for now, whatever.
I agree
Take
with
one's
you.
Down, one way or the other.
I agree. But, you know, maybe those things cost bucks and they don't want to – I don't know. But
yeah.
Thought it was an interesting point. 215-592-9494. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino with Delaware Park. You can watch and wager – on all the college hoop games at the Delaware Park Sportsbook, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Today's question, who's going to finish with a better record this regular season? A, the Phils, B, the Braves. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to Greg in Northeast Philly right now. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Joe, John, James, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Greg.
Got a couple things on the Phillies, on Simmons, and then I got my trio for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right, I think the Phillies obviously starting off 3-0 against the Braves is a great start. You know, the three pitching, I think we have three solid. It's so far, I know it's only the first three games, but Nolan, Wheeler, and Eflin look pretty solid for, you know, starting.
Well, they look better than solid. I think you're underselling them when you say solid. Now, Wheeler, Eflin maybe in the end is solid, but I think the other two have already shown enough in their career that they are better than the use of the term solid. They're very, okay. Very good pitchers. The question are they going to be truly great?
Okay, maybe the word solid was my bad choice words, because Wheeler hit two runs at three at-bats, hits. That was great.
Yep.
I think the 24 combined like strikeouts they had, the 11 hits that, you know, I think our bullpen was confident. They were dominant, not like years in the past. They retired good hitters. On the Simmons things, I don't understand how a guy like Simmons, when Embiid's out, can put up 4 assists and 7 points in 26 minutes with 7 rebounds, and guys like Mike Scott are scoring more points, and Tobias Harris is putting up 21. It should be, shouldn't it be Simmons putting up the majority of the points on games when Embiid is out?
Greg, it's really simple.
It should.
I'm not
in any level of basketball. It's really a simple thing. When the best player is out, the second best player is expected to step up. By the way,
he did that once.
The third best player is also expected to step up. This does call into question who actually is the second best player.
Yeah.
Good question.
Remember against the Jazz? I think it was the Jazz. He scored 42. Ben scored 42. Yeah. Joel was out. Ben scored 42. And I thought this was like a new era. Okay, yeah. Under Doc, Ben actually takes this responsibility on his shoulders and accepts it and plays that way.
I mean, Greg, when I would miss a game in hoops, due to injury or something, the second best player on the team always stepped up. So it's real simple mathematics.
No, I played hockey, and of course the way it was. You guys are great. I love calling in. You have one of the best producers in sports radio in Seltzer, just to give him a shout out. I love that dude. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
You guys
guy.
Are great.
Yeah, great guy.
My trio. I had Green Day, had it, but I'm going with Legion of Doom, Lindros, and Virgil McLaren.
You got it, man.
Because the guy that had a hockey one with that Messier and Gretzky, I liked it, but it's not Philly. So I'm winning with mine. Come on, Legion of Doom.
All right, guys.
Greg, thanks. Have a great day.
Good hearing from you, man. Now, Legion
just took Green Day off the board.
Yeah, he kind of
subtly,
man,
tossed it in there.
He did it dirty.
Hey, I found a list made by Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone knows their music.
Okay,
top 50 best songs of the 90s,
mm-hmm.
And one by U2 is not on the list.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's stupid. That's a stupid job. By
you know what the number one song is?
Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
So it is accurate in that respect.
What's number two?
One is not on the list.
By the way, I bet you, if you say the name of the song, I bet you there's a decent chance I don't even know the name of the band. But give me the name of the song.
Mo Money, Mo Problems is 3.
Oh, I know that. All right, what's number two?
I don't know very well. Blackstreet, No Diggity. I guess I know that one. Yeah.
Oh, love No Diggity.
I have no idea. Who is
it? You don't know No Diggity?
Not that I know of.
Oh, Nothing But a G God. Thing is 5.
Sure. Yep. I'll play No Diggity coming back.
Okay.
Missy Elliott is 7
with
the rain. Super Duper Fly.
Come on, man.
I don't know Pulp, Common People as well, but Liz Phair is in the top 10, which is a little weird, but still, they know what they're doing, and one is not on this list.
Yeah, well, bad job by them. Simply a bad job.
No Scrubs is 10.
Yeah, but then there's the No Scrubs remake, which is really good, though. Where the guy's turning around. You know that song, Seltzer, right? Turning Around?
Yes.
Okay, making sure. Hey, I'm going to make John laugh here coming up in just about 2-3 minutes. John in Levittown. John, talk to us, man.
Hey, how you doing, Joe? John, James.
Hi, John.
Fantastic.
How about that game this weekend?
Well, which was, one? There was three in a row that were won by the Phils.
I'm talking about the one that finalized the sweep.
Gotcha. I don't know if you were talking about UCLA and Gonzaga, which was also a great game. And I hate to do it to him, but I got to root against Gonzaga tonight.
Oh.
Got to do it. Man. But listen, that was a big win. That was an amazing game on Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It kind of made me feel like, because I attended the final game of the 2008 World Series. And being there and just feeling the crowd and, just that overall energy. Like, I wasn't there at the game, but just hearing those people, man, they make it sound like a full stadium. And, I really felt like that this was going to be a good team. Definitely playoffs, in my opinion, even though it's going to be a tough division for sure.
Well, it is. It is a tough division. There's no question about it.
Yeah. And the Braves were the best team in the division. And
we look
competent. We look confident. We look good. It's not fluky. We all know that we've got a good offense. The questions were, can our bullpen hold it down, hold the lead?
But John, you're not.
Can our starting pitchers actually go deep into the seventh? And they did.
I gotta ask John the caller though. Is Richie getting a little carried away here with kind of locking in the playoffs?
I don't want to. It's 50-50 because it's kind of like you do like what you see, especially with the fact that we played against the Braves.
Yeah, I get you. All right, give me a great trio.
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. You got it, man.
Great answer.
Appreciate the call.
It's not a fluke. This was not us somehow getting one over on a good team. Like, we are. I feel confident that the personnel we have matches up against the best out there.
But here's
and
what
we just did. And it bothers me that you're just sort of like turning your nose up and saying, it's not real.
No.
Don't get your hopes up because there's a lot of room for error and it's too early. I know that this team is way better than they were before. And they have fixed the major problem, which was the bullpen. Our offense was not a problem last year. Baseball's baseball. I mean, you're going to have some games when you don't hit. And too bad. It happens.
Right,
that's
right.
Why there's 162 games, so yep. This all evens out. I feel great about our ability to maintain a high level of offensive production, you know, when it's all said and done. And you have to admit the pitching looked excellent. From our top three, I have no idea what to expect from 4 and 5, but that's most teams.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You're right about that. I think my thing is, use the term fluke. I mean, look, the Phillies flat out outplayed them. I mean, to be clear, they flat out outplayed
really
the Braves.
Man.
I guess the differentiating factor for me here is, would it shock me if they still only win 85 games? No, it wouldn't shock me. So does that make it a fluke? I mean,
it would shock me because they've demonstrated, and not just in these three games, these players that we are depending upon are some of the best in baseball. You know, when I think about our catcher.
Well, they got a couple.
I think about.
You got Bryson, you got the catcher.
Reese Hoskins is fixed. How's that
grab
you?
That's big.
That was a huge question mark.
Yeah, I get it.
And I think we all sort of assume that Reese, like, disappeared the last 2 years. Last year, he was injured.
Right.
The year before, he had that incredible slump where we thought, oh, no, he's been, like, permanently made a worse player by this whole, like, launch angle thing.
Yep.
Well, he's put a lot of time in. You can see that he is a better hitter. He's smart. He's that guy again. So that's awesome.
No, that's a big factor.
Alec Boehm is going to be that legit player that we all hoped. He just won the game for us yesterday.
Yep.
Like, but there was something said when he got up to the plate, like, this guy absolutely hates striking out. And you can see it. And with good reason. He's got the tools. He's got the ability to make every at-bat count. And he does more often than not. Yes, I know it's early, but it is not far-fetched to say that this team is one of the best going.
Well, 215-592-9494 for everyone to react to what we saw and John's level of optimism there. Also, Derek Bodner joins us in 20 minutes with the latest on the 76ers. Bodner with us every Monday at 11:30. Obviously, we'll talk to him about Ben and Joel and a tie race between the Sixers and the Nets now, 50 games into the season, same record also. All right, so let's get people here a laugh. John, I feel very confident you'll laugh. Most people listen. Hopefully we'll laugh. John, were you listening to John Marks and Ike Reese on Friday around 4:30?
No.
Okay. So you've probably not heard what we're about to play. This is pretty freaking good. All right, I'm going to put it that way. And I'm not even going to say anything to set it up otherwise because I'm going to let Jack Fritz set it up in his own words. Listen to Fritz and Marks and Reese, and apparently me. Somehow I made my way into the show Friday at 4:30. Nice job by these guys. Check this out.
All right, so the backstory behind this is I was in the bathroom before the show.
Huh?
Yeah, so I was in the bathroom before the show. And Staying Alive by the Bee Gees came on. And you know when they try to hit those high notes, and it's like,
Staying Alive.
Yeah, you guys have all heard the song, I'm sure.
No, you can't do.
Yes, go ahead.
So I just thought if we paired up the camera drops to that song, I thought they would line up pretty well. I had Battle on it, and here's what we put it together.
All right, let's do it.
Got his home.
You just got to loop that a little bit longer. It's even better. It really does match it. Do it again.
Shut his hole.
That's pretty good, man.
That's more than pretty good. Great job. It's unbelievable.
Like that. Shut his hole.
All right. Great job. That's awesome.
John, how about that? How about that? Isn't that great, man? Isn't that great? I wish people could see John, because John, he was real, first time especially, really cracking up in there. I mean, John, that's some creative stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. I texted Jack
on
Friday.
My face hurts really bad right
when
now.
When I heard it, and said it's the best thing you've ever done in your life.
Well, it's the only thing he's ever done, frankly.
Oh, buddy!
But, I mean, at least he finally, you know, scored one for Jack finally. But well
man.
Done. Well done. So, John, we can add that to the mix of drops now.
Please, yes.
You know, any... So think of it this way. Anytime anyone wants to hear it, all they got to do is reference the Bee Gees. And then obviously we'll go right there. You know, you reference the Bee Gees and then bang, all good. All right, let's go to the phones. I thought that was good stuff. Let's go to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How are we doing today?
Super, man.
Staying alive, Tom. Staying alive.
Yeah, so we got Joey Gibb, the fifth brother, huh?
Apparently.
That's
I wanted to hear more, man. I wanted to hear it keep going. That was
I'm
good
sure
stuff.
Fritz has more up his sleeve for you.
He might have. That might be all he can do.
Oh, geez. All right. Firing shots.
Shot hard at
Jack.
Wow. I mean, he's thinking about me in the bathroom. I'll go in the bathroom with the Bee Gees going on.
Well, take it easy. He's the second best producer at the station. So all take right. it easy on the guy.
Well, fair enough.
So, Joe, you're starting to warm up to the whole Ben Selfish thing?
Well, I mean, I never thought that Ben Simmons was out of the woods. I thought he had started turning the corner, but hadn't turned the corner. I'm disappointed he's going back the other way.
Well, when you see him, like, beef up everything going into an all-star break and then back off once he comes out, I mean, you see the pattern there.
There is a pattern. And there seems to be...
Pattern.
It's incredible that it's so transparent.
Yeah. And look, I really do hate. I mean, it's almost a little uncomfortable as a sports talk show host diving into the world of the psychology, this psychosis of a player. But I really do think it's. I mean, to use another song from the '90s, it's in his head, in his head. I mean, what in the world? Like, dude, enter the game with your head screwed on straight and say, "I'm going to be aggressive, even if I don't shoot from the outside. I'm going to be aggressive."
Yeah,
and he's just.
Selfish.
It's like he just. Is unable or unwilling.
Him. It's all about him. Now, as it comes to the Phillies, that was quite impressive. I'm not going playoffs yet just because of their track record the past couple of years of collapsing. But let me run something by you guys, because if I needed a batter in this lineup in a key spot, I'm going Alec Boehm. Yeah. And I'm going him over anybody, including Harper and Real Muto.
He might be my number one. I mean – Like, I don't know. I don't know. That's tight between those three.
Uh-huh.
But he has certainly entered the conversation. He might be.
Reese has been pretty clutch at times in his career, too.
Those four. Yep.
Yeah.
At times. But I'll take it one step further. As of right now, if there was a one-game play-in for a wild card, right, I would go Wheeler over Nola.
Yeah.
Oh, it could happen. Yeah,
based on what we've seen this year, no question about it. But Wheeler was so dialed in, so on.
I will say this, Tom. Remember, and Wheeler was really good last year, ERA under 3. But the spectacular game Wheeler, the spectacular stuff Wheeler, I mean, Mets fans went through that, the Mets organization. He can do that. It's a matter of can he be consistent enough. I mean, it's really
– Right, but as compared to Nola, he's already shown that his consistency drops off towards the end of the year.
Yeah, you're right. But historically, not as much as Wheeler, for what it's worth. Tom, give me a great trio.
Sure. I'll give you a Philly one. How about Manny Trio?
Manny Trio. You got it. Mike. Not bad. Mike in Wilmington. Mike, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Mike.
I'll tell you what, JT is by far worth every single penny we spent on him. He is by far the best catcher in baseball. That play, I believe it was the second game, knowing the rules and all, was absolutely phenomenal.
You talking about the block of the plate?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that was the first game.
Opening day,
yeah.
First game?
Yeah.
I also think a big part of this team is Girardi. I know he's not all into that analytics like Kapler was, you know, see ball, hit ball. I think really goes a long way just putting it in play.
It'd be interesting to know how much the instruction has changed. I mean, we really don't know, Mike, but I do wonder on a guy like Hoskins, certainly on a pitcher like Eflin, are they letting them, you know, meaning are the coaches, offensive, you know, coaches and defensive, you know, the pitching coach, are they letting them just sort of do what comes natural to them, you know, without interfering and trying to change things?
And well, I think that's what screwed Kingery up.
It might be. It's possible.
Joe, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I know you have your doubts about Harper. What are your thoughts, and this can go for John as well, when he's trying to get that extra base hit and that hustle? Do you agree with that or you don't? Just curious.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I agree with it. I mean, look, it's just you have to read the situation sensibly in the moment. I mean, you know, I don't know what to say to you other than, like, I prefer he doesn't get thrown out, but I'm glad he's an aggressive player. I think the thing on the one down the right field line was that he had full vision. I think it was Acuna, if I remember right.
Acuna.
Yeah. He had full vision. Like, Harper's running to first. And so, you know, I thought Acuna got there really quick. It was a great play. Obviously, he's a good arm. So, you know, I would just say that when the ball's in front of you, I would blame him a little bit more on that one than other types because he could see that Acuna was on that ball quick.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, the ball, it was literally right. It was 100 feet in front of him. It was right in front of him.
And he's got a cannon. And definitely a playoff team. Agree with John. Definitely a playoff team.
Well, they look really good. Mike, give me what you got here for a great trio.
Rat Pack.
Who are we talking, though? I mean, there's more than three, I think.
Yeah, but the three main ones, Sinatra, Dean, and Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, well, that's certainly the central part of the Rat Pack. All right, there you go. That's pretty big, actually, with those three. 215-592-949. I mean, were there more, John, than three, or is it only those three?
Oh, I think there were more. But, again, I was negative 20.
Right.
So I don't have good knowledge.
I love the comedian that died, like, 2 years ago. I think he'd probably be part of that group. Bald guy, short dude.
Don Rickles?
Oh, loved Rickles.
Yeah, Rickles is hilarious.
No, would he be considered part of the Rat Pack?
He was, like, an ancillary part. I wouldn't say he's part of the Rat Pack.
Okay, fair enough. 215-592-9494. We're up ahead. We talked to Derek Bodner. How concerned is he on the Ben Simmons backslide? Where the Sixers go from here? Bodner with his phone calls next as well. Your reaction to the Phils, the first three games, spectacular. Does it actually mean they're making the playoffs? You know, let's slow the roll down a little bit. I hope so. But let's remember, they were 4-0 two seasons ago. You can react to it all. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.